Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, CK. Prahalad's The Fortune at the Bottom of the Pyramid, Eradicating Poverty Through Profits, is a business and development book that challenges the assumption that people living in poverty should be viewed chiefly as recipients of charity or public assistance. First published in 2004, it argues that low-income communities collectively constitute important markets and that firms can help expand opportunity by designing profitable offerings around their actual circumstances. Prahalad's purpose is not simply to urge companies to sell cheaper products. He calls for innovation in product engineering, pricing, distribution, financing, and partnerships so that goods and services become accessible, useful, and sustainable in environments often marked by limited infrastructure and irregular incomes. The book develops its case through prominent examples including Aravind Eye Care, Casas Bahia, Jaipur Rugs, and Hindustan Unilever's Project Shakti. Its central proposition is consequential and contested commercial engagement, if built around value rather than extraction, can treat low-income people as capable consumers, producers, and entrepreneurs while contributing to poverty reduction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing low-income populations as active market participants, Prahalad's defining move is to reject the image of the poor as a homogeneous, passive population outside the formal economy. He argues that people at the bottom of the economic pyramid make demanding choices under severe constraint. Incomes may be low and volatile, but households still evaluate quality, reliability, convenience, risk, and the timing of payments. This makes them consumers with agency, not merely beneficiaries. The distinction matters because it changes the business question from how can a firm dispose of surplus goods cheaply, to what form of value would make this offering worthwhile in a constrained household economy. The book also treats low-income communities as participants on the supply side. Local distributors, shopkeepers, agents, artisans, and service providers can be integral to building a market. In this view, commercial systems can create income opportunities as well as consumption options. Prahalad, therefore, presents market inclusion as a potential route to dignity and choice, provided that companies engage communities as partners rather than as an undifferentiated volume segment. His argument is deliberately a challenge to conventional corporate segmentation, which often excludes poor consumers because their individual purchasing power appears too small. This reframing is the source of both the book's influence and its controversy. Recognizing agency can correct patronizing development assumptions. However, agency alone does not eliminate unequal bargaining power, inadequate regulation, or the possibility of harmful products. The framework is most persuasive when participation yields demonstrable improvements in affordability, access, quality, and livelihoods. Secondly, the poverty penalty makes innovation in affordability essential. A major mechanism in Prahalad's argument is the observation that poor households frequently pay more, not less, for basic necessities. Where clean water, credit, transport, energy, medicines, or dependable retail are scarce, people may purchase in tiny quantities, rely on informal intermediaries, or accept inferior quality. Small cash outlays can conceal high unit prices, while lack of credit forces families to choose costly short-term arrangements. Prahalad calls attention to this unequal economic ecosystem to show why simply offering a conventional product at a modest discount is insufficient. His alternative is to redesign the full value proposition. Affordability may require smaller package sizes, low initial outlays, installment arrangements, shared access models, or dramatically lower operating costs. Yet the book does not reduce affordability to packaging. A product must also be safe, convenient, understandable, and reliable enough to justify repeated purchase. In markets where a failed purchase can carry serious consequences, quality and trust are not premium features. They are conditions of adoption. This logic explains why the book places unusual weight on radical cost innovation. Firms must question product specifications, manufacturing choices, service processes, and payment models rather than merely remove features from goods developed for affluent customers. The practical test is whether an offering lowers the total burden on a household over time. Critics rightly note that low price does not automatically equal social value, especially when it promotes waste or debt. Prahalad's strongest contribution is nevertheless his insistence that the poor deserve high-quality solutions engineered for their realities, not second-rate versions of rich world products. Thirdly, scale depends on rebuilding distribution and local market infrastructure. Prahalad argues that bottom-of-the-pyramid markets cannot usually be reached through standard corporate channels. Remote locations, fragmented retail, weak logistics, limited formal addresses, low trust in unfamiliar brands, and uneven access to information can make conventional distribution expensive and ineffective. The relevant innovation is therefore systemic. A company must organize a workable network from production through last mile delivery, customer education, payment, maintenance, and feedback. The cases associated with the book illustrate different parts of this challenge. Hindustan Unilever's Project Shakti is widely cited for using women entrepreneurs to extend distribution and product access in rural India. Jaipur Rugs is used to show how a dispersed network of artisans can be connected to wider markets. Aravind Eye Care demonstrates how process design and high throughput can reduce the cost of a vital service while maintaining a large operational scale. These examples are not interchangeable. Together, they show that distribution can include livelihoods, service delivery, and market connection, not only product transport. For Prahalad, local partners are valuable because they contribute knowledge, credibility, and reach that a multinational cannot readily supply on its own. Partnerships with non-governmental organizations, community organizations, governments, and local entrepreneurs may also address gaps that neither markets nor public institutions solve alone. Still, partnerships should not be romanticized. It requires transparent incentives, accountability, and respect for local capabilities. The durable lesson is that access is created through institutional and operational design. A low-priced product without dependable delivery, information, or after-sales support does not constitute an inclusive market. Fourthly, profitability is presented as a condition for durable social reach, not as the sole goal. The book's subtitle makes its normative position explicit. Prahalad seeks to connect poverty reduction with profit. His reasoning is that charitable initiatives and pilots can be valuable, but may remain limited by donor funding, whereas a viable business model can attract investment, build capabilities, and expand over time. Profit in this account is not evidence that a firm has solved poverty. It is a mechanism that can sustain operations and support replication when customers receive genuine value. This position distinguishes the book from approaches that place business and development in separate spheres. Prahalad expects corporations to contribute capabilities often needed in underserved settings: process discipline, product development, supply chain management, branding, quality control, and scale. He also emphasizes collaboration rather than corporate self-sufficiency. Since social organizations and public institutions often understand local needs and public interest constraints better than firms do, the proposition sets a demanding standard. A company must earn returns without transferring hidden costs to vulnerable consumers, workers, communities, or the environment. Financial access, for example, can be beneficial when it smooths productive spending, but can be damaging if designed around opaque terms or unmanageable repayment. Likewise, consumer goods can improve hygiene or convenience, yet raise questions about waste and consumption patterns. These concerns expose a limitation in any simple win-win formula. The book is best read as an argument that commercial viability can support social impact, provided impact is assessed independently through outcomes such as better access, lower effective costs, improved quality, and meaningful local economic participation. Lastly, the BOPE thesis invites scrutiny of consumerism, power, and structural poverty. The fortune at the bottom of the pyramid has had lasting influence, partly because it provokes questions beyond strategy. Its optimistic claim is that serving underserved customers can unlock innovation and shared prosperity. Its critics respond that expanding consumption is not identical to reducing poverty. A company may find a profitable market while doing little to address insecure work, unequal land ownership, weak public services, discrimination, or political exclusion. The presence of a market does not itself resolve these structural conditions. The concern is especially sharp where firms sell low-cost, high-frequency products. Small packages can match irregular cash flow, but they can also carry higher unit costs and generate packaging waste. Branding and distribution can increase access, while aggressive marketing can encourage purchases that do not improve welfare. These are not reasons to dismiss the BOP framework wholesale. They show why the quality of the offering, its governance, and its longer-term effects must be examined rather than inferred from sales volume. A careful reading of Prahalad therefore supports a more disciplined application of his idea. Businesses should ask whether consumers have understandable choices, whether prices are fair relative to alternatives, whether products solve material problems, and whether local partners gain durable capabilities. Policymakers and civil society groups remain essential for consumer protection, infrastructure, public health, and rights that markets cannot reliably provide. The book's enduring intellectual value lies in forcing development and business audiences to take each other seriously, even if its strongest claims about corporate-led poverty alleviation require qualification. In conclusion, this book is particularly useful for business leaders, entrepreneurs, social enterprise practitioners, development professionals, and students of strategy who want to understand why conventional products and distribution systems often fail in low-income markets. Its practical benefit is a set of questions that remains relevant. What constraints shape customers' choices? Why are they paying more for inferior access? Which parts of the value chain must be redesigned? How can local capabilities become part of the model rather than an afterthought? readers gain a framework for connecting product design, operating models, and social reach. It is also worthwhile for critical readers of development policy, because its claims invite careful evaluation. Prahlad does not offer a substitute for public services, regulation, or structural reform. Rather, he advances a forceful case that business can be part of development when it creates authentic value and works with local institutions. The limitations of that case, consumer protection, environmental effects, unequal power, and the risk of mistaking sales for welfare, are central to using the framework responsibly. Compared with many business books on emerging markets, The Fortune at the Bottom of the Pyramid stands out for making poverty itself a strategic design challenge instead of a peripheral corporate social responsibility issue. Compared with purely aid-centered development books, it gives unusual prominence to innovation, operational scale, and customer agency. Its lasting significance is less a guaranteed formula for doing well by doing good than a durable challenge inclusive markets must be designed, measured, and governed to ensure that profitability and human benefit genuinely align. If you would like to support CK Prahlad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.